From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. At least eight people were injured in an apparent car ramming and knife attack at Ohio State University Monday. It triggered an hours-long lockdown before authorities declared the campus secure. One suspect was shot and killed, according to the university in a statement, while the local television station WBNS reported that police had led two people out in handcuffs from a garage they surrounded on the campus in Columbus. A spokeswoman for the city's fire department said eight people were transported to a hospital, one in critical condition. The rest were stable. You'll read more details on this story at voanews.com. Britain called Monday for an immediate ceasefire in Aleppo, saying a humanitarian catastrophe threatened the Syrian city. The call comes as the World Food Program has run out of aid to distribute in eastern Aleppo. This is the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator, Ramesh Rajasingham.
There's no more humanitarian food left in East Aleppo. So that's why it's very important that we try and get assistance in there as soon as possible.
The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson urged Russia and Iran to use their influence on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the assault his forces are waging there. Throngs of Cubans began streaming to Havana's iconic Revolution Square to pay tribute to Fidel Castro on Monday. It's kicking off the emotional week-long farewell. The mourners had lined up before dawn. They have filed past a black and white picture of El Comandante. It comes as the United States and Cuba, meanwhile, expanded air links Monday, kicking off direct flights to Havana for the first time in more than 50 years. This is VOA News.